This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. And I want to say Happy New Year to you and yours out there. I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you bring the new year in safely. And we're kicking the show off this year with returning guests, Director of Operations of Father Matters, Jessica Beresford. Jessica, welcome back to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
How was your Christmas and New Year?
Wonderful. We had a great time, a lot of family time, so it was wonderful.
That's what I want to hear. Now, Jessica, we're going to start off with something very serious. Last year when you was here in November, we was talking about the Father Matters Baby Bag program. We were doing baby bags, which we are still doing. And then we were seeing the need of other services. And what I love about Father Matters, we don't just create services. We bring services on as the community needs. And this next one here that we're doing started in November, December, shortly after the baby bag program, is our SNAP program. People are like, what's SNAP? S-N-A-P. I'm going to let you explain that. But before we get into that, I'm going to lead into what we're talking about with this here. Listen to this. A record 20% of American households, which is one in five, were on food stamps in 2013. This is according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The numbers also show there was a record number of individuals on food stamps in 2013 and that the cost of the program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, was at an all-time high. The USDA says that there were 23,052,388 households on food stamps in the average month of fiscal 2013. That was an increase of 722,675 from the fiscal year 2012, when there were 22,329,713 households on food stamps in the average month. So I'll do all the statistics stuff, all that stuff, to lead in what we're talking about. Jessica, why is Father Matters involved with the SNAP program?
Well, the SNAP program is very important to the community because this is a partnership between the Arizona Community Action Association and Department of Economic Security, as well as a variety of other organizations within the community to assist families with submitting applications in a more efficient and quicker manner than has what's been known in the past when you go through the Department of Economic Security. So we really wanted to help these families out. There's many families out there who have been released from prison, who have gone through some struggles due to the recession, loss of jobs, and are not aware of the SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps. They're not aware of the benefits that they can get, and we just want to make it a nice, safe, and convenient place for our clients to come in and get this service taken care of.
Well, what I love about it, even have it on the flyer here, on-time service at one place and with one application, because I love it because people can come to Father Matters to enroll in for one of the empowerment classes or in the conference that we're doing, a baby bag or child support. But they come in for one service and realize that we have three, four, five other services. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about what we're doing. What will they need to do to enroll?
Well, the main focus of our partnership and to offer this service is to be able to address hunger in Arizona through the SNAP education and application assistance. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we actually help them with applications and help them submit that. We don't actually make a decision or give them the outcome of that application. We just help them and get the information in, scan the documents to make it easier and convenient. Because normally you can spend up to 8 hours in a DES office, as many of you may know, and we really want to streamline that a lot. So when they come in, we just give them the information as far as what it takes to apply, and some things that they can bring with them, a client can bring with them, is of course their Social Security cards, IDs for all adults, birth certificates for persons in the household, the residency, any medical expenses, and any earned income that they have. And this will allow for us to submit everything with the application so that when they look it over with the DES office to make a decision, they have all the appropriate documentation to do that.
And that's what I love, because we, a lot of people realize we work by appointments only. And that's for a reason, because mm-hmm. we want to give that customer mm-hmm. that, you know, attention, that time to fill out what they need to fill out, hear what they're going through, why they're in the situations that they're in. And this is what I love, too, because people say, why are you on the show talking about food stamps? Because we serve everyone. Mm-hmm. And people are going through things, mm-hmm. going through things. What are some of the situations that people are ended up in? Why they ended up needing food stamps and things like this?
Well, many of them had to take a pay cut in their jobs. They lost their job for whatever reason, laid off for their jobs, and had to come up with different types of employments. And those employments do not pay as much as they're used to getting paid. Or it's you got one household member working and the other household member is not working, and so one has to supplement the income. And a lot of families we have, you know, have children between, they have children between 3 and 15, averaging maybe 2 to 3 kids per household, if not more. I have some families that have like 6 kids in their family. So it's not just the parents taking care of themselves. They have to take care of the family members. And some of them have elderly parents that they're taking care of. So there's a lot that's being put on a lot of our clients that are making them more responsible and taking care of the household bills. And one way that they can help themselves is applying for SNAP so that they can have that nutritious food in their home. You know, sometimes we eat on the go when we snack and we grab something to make it convenient for the family members. But really teaching education and nutrition is important, as well as educating them about the SNAP program. But we really want them to be aware of the nutritious meals that they can put in their household.
And that's very important, that we've got to focus on what it is that we're eating, mm-hmm. you know. And some people just come in, they feel guilty, they feel bad. They go, I thought I would never be in the situation. It is okay mm-hmm. if you're going through something and you need services like this. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that some people, when they come in, they feel safe at Father Matters mm-hmm. because they know that we're opening these doors. Who are some of our partners that's doing the SNAP program of Father Matters?
Well, we have a Women's Health Coalition, so we definitely partner with them. They come and assist with us and help our clients. And if we have a client that's not in our particular location, we definitely refer out to other partners. St. Mary's Food Bank. We have a list of other clients that we work with that can really assist. Phoenix Day is another important client or a partner that we work with that we really help the client get educated. Many clients do not live near our locations, you know, our South Phoenix, our Avondale locations, and we want to make sure that they get educated and be able to get to the place that they can make the best decision as possible. So we partner with these other agencies to refer out to making sure those clients get these services. A part of this relationship that we have, and when they come in and they want to apply for services with Father Matters, they're going to see a long list of services. And of course, we point them to the SNAP and we get them educated about what are the requirements for this program, as well as a lot of other programming. But along with just applying for the SNAP, we also help them better themselves. So if we see that they're at a point where they may qualify, and we do a pre-approval process and we see if they qualify for that, we also help them out. You know, do they need better education to get a better job? Do they need to just start working on finances and budgeting and be able to budget through these times to be able to increase to a place where they want to go? So we do more than just enrollment, education, outreach. We really help them be successful. And if it's something that we don't specialize in, we definitely partner through many of our partners, like the Bank of America financial program that we have. We have our job and trainings that we do. So a variety of different things that we do in order to help them succeed and to move on to a place where they use the SNAP program, but can now be reliant on their own income to take care of their family.
And how do you feel that some of our partners feel about the fact that we are also doing the SNAP enrollment?
I think they feel good. I mean, we all realize how stressful it can be at the DES office, and we all really just want the best for the community. So just realizing that we're not saying that we're going to do it all and that we have everything at our office, that's not what we do at all. Our job is to make sure that our client has the best information out there, and partnering with other agencies, they will also receive other benefits. So knowing what our partners do is important to us. Yes, they might also provide enrollment, just like a lot of the hospitals and healthcare facilities do offer also enrollment, but they also do other things there. So if I know a client's already got to go there or needs to use a service like that, I think it's best to get them started there when they can do that overall enrollment with them. So we really look at what our partners do to help our clients succeed at their goals. And sometimes it doesn't start with us. It does start with our community partners.
What I love is the amount of men who's been coming to the office for not just the child support assistance, not just for baby bag and empowerment classes, but also they are enrolling themselves in the SNAP. They are stepping up. And I have to give it to you and the staff because they feel safe. They feel welcomed. And what are the men saying when they leave from enrolling in SNAP, realizing they come for one service and they can walk out with 3-4 other services?
They're very happy. They didn't even realize they were even come to get those type of services, let alone that they was even offered to them. You know, it's just been a very short time that men are able to even enroll into Medicaid because of the not having their children in their lives. So now having that health is a very important part of it. But the point is that we offer that outreach. We help educate them. And they didn't even realize before walking in the door that this is even a possibility. So they're very excited. They think they came in just to get information about who we are, because for a lot of men, this is their first step. There's not too many resources that directly say they help fathers. So when they start off with us, they don't even realize how much they're going to get from just that one visit. And then their connection to other, you know, community partners in their particular communities.
Yeah, and that's what I love about that, too, because some of our partners are just so excited that we are doing this, and they feel safe referring their dads. But it's like, I have a client here, and, you know, it's a father. Mm-hmm. And the father, father matters. They hear that. They feel good coming mm-hmm. and enrolling. But bottom line, Jessica, again, like I said before, we just came out of the holidays. People are hurting and people are struggling. People are going through things. Mm-hmm. And they coming in with their hearts heavy. They don't know where to turn. They kind of embarrassed to even share with us sometimes. Mm-hmm. And what I love about this, when you say we also help them with other services, they may come in to get the SNAP services or the baby bag. Then we hit them with the Job and Training Institute. Mm-hmm. I mean, share how that all ties together.
Well, it definitely ties in their overall wellness. You know, really helping them succeed is really helping the whole family succeed. So they come in here, and whether it was a word of mouth and the reason why they're coming in, or a family member suggested that they come in, but they might start off in our Job and Training because they're looking for employment. They might have lost employment. They just want to increase their skill set. So they come into our Job and Training. We have them do an intake. They go through the workshop. Then we sit down with them one-on-one. And through this one-on-one interaction, we'll be able to talk to them about what they've actually been through in their lives, the loss that they have encountered, the hopes that they, you know, wanted to do these things in their life, but now no longer feel that they are able to do that. So we give them a little bit of hope and the information necessary to move on to the next stage. And then we go over a assessment with them, and we talk about what employment did they have in the past? You know, how are they being able to feed their families? We give the fathers the tools to be able to take care of their own family without feeling like they're always taking a handout. We're giving them the tools necessary to make the decisions to choose what is best for their family and what to have within their family until they can get to the next stage in their life.
And that's what I love, the fact that they trust us, and then they can work with one of our mentors. They can work with our outreach. They know that they have a place to come to use the computers, mm-hmm. the job search. Mm-hmm. Stay right there. We're gonna return back. We got Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations with Father Matters, and we're talking about SNAP. We will hear more from Jessica after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org. and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations with Father Matters. And once again, I want to wish you a happy new year. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Jessica, what is the SNAP Challenge?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Vance. The SNAP Challenge helps families and individuals experience what life is like for millions of low-income Americans living on an average daily budget of $4.15. What we are saying in this challenge is, imagine if you had just this amount of money every day to feed your family on. And it would be, as we've seen, a struggle. Just to go out to lunch one day, you're spending more than $5. So can you imagine how a lot of families are living at this moment? And having the SNAP benefit is a much needed service to them as far as increasing, you know, how much they can spend on food, what types of food they can get, more nutritious food for their kids, because $4.15 isn't a lot of money at all.
$4.15 per day. People are really living like this.
Yes. And just, I mean, this challenge is to say, try to live like this for a whole week. Can you try to spend just $4.15 every day, all day? I mean, with the cost of living going up, there's no way that that's possible. And what we've seen is that some people only make it for a few days. They couldn't even make it for a week.
Well, what I love about the SNAP program is because they talk about nutrition. You cannot get anything really nutritious for $4.15. It'd kill the whole budget.
Yes.
This is why they're buying canned tuna, bread, the stuff that they say, well, it's got to last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to feed everybody in this house. Mm-hmm. You know, no substance, nothing. It's packed with sugar and all this stuff. And this is why I'm glad, you know, leading up to, we have the job and training coming up. Was that this the 3rd?
Yes, January 3rd.
Well, oh, no, the 7th.
Yeah, January 7th.
January 7th this week.
Wednesday.
And then we got so many stuff going on. I'm looking at different dates. But we have the January 21st. Man Talk Workshop.
Yes.
That we're going to also touch on that in the January 21st Man Talk, the nutrition, because men need to know that we need to eat better and take care of ourselves well.
Yeah, and a lot of times agencies have been talking about women's health, kids' health, and that is very important, don't get me wrong, but the men's health is also as just important. And for certain topics that men go through, it's important to allow men to talk about those things and figure out what nutrition men use are good for them to choose for their family. And it's not just nutrition, but exercise, health, you know, so they can live longer for their children and for themselves, you know, to be able to reach their goals. And a lot of men believe that, you know, working is such an important task. So knowing how to balance work and life is important in dealing with those stresses. So nutrition does start from many different avenues of one's life and leads to a variety of different things as far as wellness is concerned.
Well, as you know, a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetic. I was a diabetic very shortly because when I found out, you know, my wife, Raina, and I, we just went to work. We got all the soda pop out of the house, the cookies, and all the sugary things, and we switched that to grapefruit juice and eating hard-boiled eggs for snack. I mean, because my diet was just whack, trying to write books, do the ministry, be everywhere for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when my doctor was getting ready to start telling me, you know, he wanted to prescribe me all these different type of medications, it was like, no, it's time to exercise.
Yeah.
It's time to drink more water. You know, get pure sugar, use honey instead of the white cane sugar. We had to switch those things, but a lot of people can't afford to do those things.
Yeah.
But if this service is provided for you, why not use it? Why not exercise it?
Yeah. And it's good to have this and ability to purchase those things. So alongside that service that they're going to get with benefits and increased food costs, they're able to get that grocery list that they can have in order to really feed themselves on a proper diet. I mean, just to eat a salad can cost money, to buy the lettuce, to buy the tomato. I mean, just to eat nutritional things. And now we're at a time where those are becoming to be the most expensive items, you know. So we really want to show fathers different ways that they can better themselves through the nutrition program, through our Fathers Mentoring Fathers program, and really hearing other men talk about what they're doing and their experiences so that everyone feels like they can talk to someone someone, because you never know. Today you might say, I need to eat on the go, and you need to have a friend by your side to say, no, man, don't forget, you know, stick to your health and stick to what you put there for yourself as a goal and help yourself reach that. And with the grocery stores, they have a lot of different options now. We have at Father Matters, through our partner, Preventative Health Collaboration, they gave us a little shopping list. So it has a variety of different fruits, a variety of different healthy items that you can check off when you go to the grocery store. So that's one way we, some tools that we use to give fathers and families when they go grocery shopping, and just give them different tips as far as writing a grocery list ahead of time before you go to the grocery store, so you don't end up being buying a bunch of things that you know you don't
right.
need.
And don't go shopping hungry either.
Yeah.
And you know, in my book Man Talk that I wrote, I did a chapter called Your Health is Your Wealth. And I was price comparing. Just I said you could go in the grocery store and get a 2-liter bottle of soda for like 69 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But like a 32-ounce of like a juice drink,
mm-hmm.
it could cost anywhere from $2 to $4 because it's packed with all the nutritious, the vitamins. So as men, we say, hey, I want to get this because it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, it's more expensive
mm-hmm.
because it's breaking down your body. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and I can't eat and drink things today that I could 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, my body just works differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we as men need to realize, we need to recognize this. I always tell these men, especially these workaholics, I say the only place you really have to live is inside your body.
Yeah.
You know, we're working 50, 60 hours to buy these big old houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the use trying to get all this stuff if your health is broke down, your attitude is broke down, you're tired all the time. And we as men don't talk about this stuff the way we should,
mm-hmm.
but we do at Father Matters, because
yeah.
your health is your wealth. Not trying to make, you know, all these dollars and everything that you're going to have to end up spending keeping yourself alive. So, and that's why, again, at the January 21st workshop, the Man Talk 2015, we're going to cover some of these things.
Yeah.
Because also our health is our attitudes
yeah.
as well.
And we see a lot that plays into the role. So after the workshop, we do our follow-ups and we do that one-on-one with our fathers. And we realize that there's a lot that they wanted to talk about and get out and really start making a change in their life. But they just need that support. You know, they need a friend as a support. They need their fellow family members as a support. This has to be an overall family affair when you want to make a lifestyle change. You know, you can start with yourself, but you also need to have a group of good supporters that will support you. So if, let's say, for instance, you want to work on your health and wellness and you want to maybe change the way you're eating and change the way your family eats, the family will eat with what you're eating. So
yes.
if they see you eating out all the time, or you choose to not pack a lunch and eat out every day, you know, once in a while, it's great. It's good to treat yourself. But making that lifestyle change is important, whether it's with food, whether it's for exercise, whether it's just for just overall bettering your mind. You know, you have to take that time to do that and surround yourself with people who are going to support you with that.
Which is very important, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of guys come to the workshops, and when we do breaks, how they go outside and smoking cigarettes
yeah.
and that type yeah. of cigarettes. I don't know what, $6, $7, $8 a pack now.
Yeah.
And it's like they would say stuff like, man, I don't have money to cover this, because we'll talk about life insurance or things like that. But they're spending $30 a month on cigarettes, if not more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a small jar of vitamins.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we really, it's a new year. It's a new time. We as men have got to think about our health, because there are doctors out there waiting to just keep subscribing us a whole bunch of stuff that's going to break our bodies down.
And if you're not educated about who you are and what your body is telling you, you know, you can end up in a whole different part of your life that you don't want to. So knowing what your body is telling you is very important. And that's what we do at Father Matters. We help you see within yourself, help you figure out what you want to do and where you want to go, and listening to those cues and to those signs and to your fellow community members to help you succeed at that. So definitely health and wellness for this 2015
yes.
Is one of our major goals, and making sure that fathers and their families live successfully and for a very long time.
Yeah, we're going to kick this campaign off basically with the workshop. Again, Wednesday, January 21st, at the Man Talk 2015.
Yeah.
We've got to come together, and we've got to talk about parenthood, being husbands, fathers, men, work, health. We've got to talk about these things, because it is slowly tearing us apart.
Yeah.
And just Jessica, I just want to thank you. So where can the people go to learn more about the SNAP program?
You can go to our website at fathermatters.org. You can also email us at info@fathermatters.org.
And they can also visit us at on our Facebook page.
So, oh, yes, definitely our Facebook, yes, and our Twitter.
That's right. So thank you for joining me today, Jessica.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer and Happy New Year, Jeremy Siegel. Wednesday, January 7th, Father Matters is hosting a job and training institute. Visit us at fathermatters.org for more information. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.